Oh, yeah. It's always a schus to be able to gather together, but specifically tonight, to be able to gather on Chof Kislev, which you know is the second day of the tremendous geula of the Baal Tanya. The Rebbe was...
Second day of Rosh Hashanah.
But seriously, by Chabad Hasidim, it's not Yutes. The Rebbe was let out Yutes, but the Yontif goes into Chof. It's like Shushan Purim, but they celebrate 2 days, and they don't say Tachan on both days, even though you don't need to find a reason in but Chabad, they take davening pretty seriously. Last time I thought, you know, they have a lot of preparation when it comes to davening. So if they're not saying Tachanun, there's got to be a reason why. So to be able to gather together, I mean, the one thing I think we're always going for in our group together, whether it's the Gunim to the Torah, is just going for the soul, not going for the head. We're going for the soul. We're going for the heart. That's what we're going for. And I think that's what Chassidus teaches us. That's what the Baal Tanya, that's what he risked his life for. That's what the Baal Shem Tov taught. It's enough with the head. Start living. Stop. Learning is very important, but you have to take it and apply it to your life. How to be better. How to be a better Jew, a better father. And Chassidus teaches us that. Our Torah, it's not just when we learn something that we live. It's supposed to penetrate our heart, penetrate our soul.
You know, David, Aaron, from a writer, you know, the writer, he said the first time he was in Yerushalayim and he went to hear Shlomo Kalba, the first thing he heard him say was, open up your hearts. And he never ever heard like a rabbi like start with that.
Yeah.
He said that was it.
Open your hearts, Taka. That's what we're trying to do. Pasha. Okay, so our learning should be in Tzchus for the memory attack of the Baal Tanya, also we know as the Magid Yartzeit today as well. Also Baruch of Mezhbish, the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov Yartzeit, was yesterday as well. For the Shloshim, Daniel Tzar, Bas Eliezer, Israel Levi, she should continue to soar in Shemayim, please God, Be'ez Hashem. So we quoted this Gemara, actually. Open your hearts to the Gemara. Not only your minds. Open your hearts to the Gemara. How about that one? Yeah. Open your hearts to this Gemara. It's a beautiful Gemara. We quoted it a few weeks ago. Then we'll get to the page in front of you. The Chiddush Sharim, the first Geir Rebbe, the grandfather of the Sfas Emes, quotes the Gemara in Shabbos and says the Psilos of Shmonim Sha'amru Chachamim Eim Alikim Mehem B'Shabbos Malikim Mehem B'Chanukah. The wicks and the oil that the Chachamim say you can't light on Shabbos for whatever reason. Shabbos has certain standards. Shabbos comes with certain standards. You can't light those on Shabbos. But the Chachamim say that those wicks and those candles you can light on Chanukah. What's the deeper message? It's not just talking about the wicks or the candles, the deeper message. So he says, we spoke about this. We said sometimes there are Jews who maybe on Shabbos they don't feel connected. They don't feel Shabbos every week. They don't feel that passion by Lechadori or that passion by Adon Olam, Akol Nasim, or the passion by Anam Zmiros, or the passion by Rav Adaravin of Shal Shittis. But when it comes to Chanukah, Kodesh Baruch Hu comes down even to those souls, even to those Jews that are not inspired on Shabbos. She'ein malikim ha'be Shabbos, malikim ha'be Chanukah. The Rabbeinu Shem comes down, even to those Jews who feel they're not so great. Maybe I messed up this year, maybe I messed up yesterday, maybe I messed up today. Kosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry. This is the yontif that shows you that I still love you. That you're always, you know, I'm always, and that love is eternal. He says that's what a nefesh is, right? If we're going to talk about soul, nefesh, he says, is Rashi Tevos, stands for the letters, ner, pesila, shemen. The candle, the wick, and the oil. Right? What's the candle? The candle is our soul. Ner Hashem nishmas adam, the pasuk says. The candle of a person is their soul. And when you take your finger and you light the oil with the wick, you tell them, Rabbeinu Shem, that I... Could be that maybe this year I messed up. Maybe today I messed up. But I know that my love for you and your love for me is eternal. That's why the Tzfarim say, when you put your hand to the candle by the menorah, you should have in mind that you're lighting your neshama for the entire year. Just lighting the menorah, bringing yotzi, the mitzvah, shkoich. If we're talking about soul, you're lighting your neshama for the entire year. Right? We are all candles. We have a neshama. We have part of God. As the first Lubavitch Rebbe, the Baal Tanya, explains that we have a neshama. A neshama is a chelek elokam imam mamish. It's a piece of God, literally inside each and every one of us. and we put our hand to the wick, to the oil, we're burning our neshama on fire. He says that's the whole Gemara. What does that Gemara mean? That the soul's on the wick's on Shabbos. You can use on Chanukah. There's something much deeper to that. The deeper idea is that those Jews maybe don't feel so inspired the whole year. Chanukah, the Baruch Hu says, pick yourselves back up. Come back to me. And I saw this that Reb Shlomo Katz quoted Reb Shlomo. It's the perfect paragraph. You don't have to search far in the Sefer to find any, like some a connection because of this whole book. I highly recommend the Soul of Chanukah by Reb Shlomo. It's excellent. He put together Reb Shlomo's Shmuzin, and when you read it, it's like basically listening to Reb Shlomo just reading it. So he says, on Chanukah, Hashem's light reaches me in the lowest places in the world. But is there really such thing as a low Jew? Something low? There's no such thing. It is only because I had no light that I felt there was high and there was low. When the light of Chanukah reached me, until the light of Chanukah reached me, I felt that when I'm praying, I'm high. But when I sell herring, I'm low. Like when you're davening, you could be a Jew, but when you're out to work in FAU or in school or whatever it is in the hospital, I don't have to serve their bone. Okay, I'll do my best. On Chanukah, I realize that I could be on the highest, even when I'm selling herring. Even when you're in the hospital, even when you're in school or in college or in school. You think I'm only close to God when I yell, Hashem Echad, Hashem is one? A person could come into my store and buy herring. I love it that he chose herring. You know, herring is the famous time. Herring is gewalt. You should be zochet to like herring. You can't be a Jew without having herring. I mean, you can, but it's not the same. A person could come into my store and buy herring, and I give him change. From the way that I give him change, that person can know that there's a God. This is the teaching of Chanukah. It is the last miracle which has to keep us going, right? We know Chanukah is the last Yontif. It's the last Yontif. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to give these Jews in Gullus a message forever and ever until Mashiach. You think it was probably going to come in the last Yontif that he gives us. And that's the Yontif of Chanukah. Chanukah gives us strength. What keeps us going is that I have a little candle in my house, and this candle doesn't have to be so high. And on Chanukah, it comes all the way down to my place. The light of Chanukah reaches everybody, everywhere. Could have just read that paragraph and just call it a night. That was basically that was it. Chanukah, the light of Chanukah reaches everybody everywhere. That's why I love Chanukah so much, because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how dark a person's life could be. You make that one little switch in a person's life, just a little bit of light. Light changes the entire room, changes your entire life. If you go to page one over here, just to transition to the Parsha a little bit, because we know that whatever holiday, whatever Yontif is going around the Parsha, it's always connected to the Parsha. And the Yeshua is always around Chanukah. The Pasuk says, on page 1, the Chazal writes in 1964, V'Yisrael Ahav Es Yosef Mikol Banav. Simple explanation is that Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu, loved Yosef more than all of his sons. Says the Rebbe, Nir Lomar, first line, Al Derech, his grandfather, his bate pam ban vasanus v'amar. Any odeya may ain zachisi libanim kidoshim keilo. The Sanzer, his grandfather, always said the following. He said, "I never understood why I have such great children." In his humility, he always said, "I don't know if I understood why I have such holy children." V'chen Yaakovinu said the same thing here. How did he say it? Kishiraz banav begol the kidushasam. He saw their greatness and he saw their holiness. Pishpesh b'maisav his bonin. He looked into his actions and he wondered, "My ayin zochel banon ke'ela. Where did I get such shvatim?" You know, just take yourself out of it. For example, for a second, you're Yaakov Avinu. You're going to have the shvatim. You know, you're kedoshi el, you're mamish, you're the avos. He came to the conclusion in his humility that why did he get to the shvatim? Simple, because he had a Yosef tzaddik. That he had a Yosef there that showed him the correct way in the straight and right way. Right, Yosef always went over to tell Yaakov Avinu all their actions. We always view it as a third grade child that when Yosef told Yaakov what his brothers were doing, that they're eating Gidon Asha, this and that. We kind of view it as like, Yosef is a tattletale? Like, what's going on over here? But it's something much deeper. So now you have to read the pasuk again. Yisrael Yosef. You have to put a comma there. This is a real chassidish of Torah. when Yaakov loved Yosef, lama, why did he love Yosef? Azemetaretz mikol banav. What does it mean, kol banav? Not just from all his sons. Kilomar machmas kol banav shirah shehem kedoshi elyon. Because he saw all of his sons doing the right thing, the choshev zeh mipulas Yosef. He realized that even though Yosef was younger than his brothers, Yosef kept them on the right way. Yosef kept them on the straight way. Says the Chozer Megarev, you want to know why Yaakov loved Yosef more than all the rest of them? Not because of Rachel Imenu. That could be the simple explanation that Yosef came from Rachel beautiful. It's because he realized that the Shvatim were only on their level because of Yosef. Right? That's why, if you think about it, why did Yosef only decide to return to battle Esav, to face off Esav? Literally, the Pasuk says, and Rachel gave birth to Yosef, and Yaakov decided to go back to face Esav. Pasha. Really, the next pasuk, because Yaakov saw something much deeper in Yosef, which he didn't see by the rest of the Shvatim. He saw someone who was on a different level, who was on that Kedusha Shabbos, as you could say. But sometimes we're not on that Yosef Atzadik level. Sometimes we're not. It could be that we're eating the Gid Anasha. We're doing the wrong things. Maybe we messed up. But we have to find that Yosef Atzadik in our lives. Not only our Yosef Tzadik Rebbe, but even to find the Yosef Tzadik within ourselves. That's why Rav Weimerger once quoted this a few years ago. He quoted that in Shishi, in this week's Parsha. So, you know, Eishes Potiphar is about to, trying to seduce Yosef to do something he shouldn't do. And Yosef fights back. And what does Rashi say from the Gemara? How did he fight back such a temptation? He fights back and he says, "Do you know Shal Aviv?" He saw a vision, he saw an image of his father. So an image of his father. So says the Sfasembus. He saw the image of his father, that made him wanna stop. Like, it's okay, shkoyach. What's a deeper pshat? Listen to this, it's incredible. This is Rupshat, it's probably in there somewhere. He says, what does it mean diuk no shalaviv? It means that he saw the way that his father looked at him when he was in his house. He saw the way that his father looked at him, he said, Zalomatim, this isn't Yossi. I'm going to call him Yosef. This is a new Yosef. It's not Yosef, because Yaakov always believed in him. He always believed that Yosef was going to be someone special. When he saw he remembered the image of his father. It wasn't just his father, the face of his father. He remembered the way he looked at him. That's why he says, if you look at the words, Vayimain, right? It says, it's a shalshelis. Vayimain. I always get very excited about that, to try to see if I could, like, count how long the guy goes for. You know, it's like by shofar, like the kids are always saying, how long do we sugarman go for tequila gadoila, 25 seconds. Right? So the Vayimain is the same lashon Vayimain by Yaakov. Yaakov refused to be comforted. And Yosef refused to give in. Where did he get the koch of Vayimain? He got the koch to refuse from his father. Vayimain, that his father believed in him. So this is the Lomatin, this isn't for you. You're a prince. Right, the even Svarim that said that Yosef was on that level of the Avos, but besides the Shvatim, because he had Menashe and Ephraim, he was on the level of the Avos. But sometimes we don't feel like we are Yosef. Sometimes we don't feel like we're the Shabbos candles, we're just the Hanukkah candles. But that's okay too. Judaism's not an all in. If I could be all in, then I'm in. And if I mess up, I'm out. Chas v'shalom. Whoever who talks like that, the Yankees talk like that. You don't win the championship, terrible season. Alabama. Hopefully it's not that same case. You don't make it to the college championship. Terrible season. It doesn't matter if you have the Heisman Trophy and this and that. Finished. No, that's not how Jew lives. Bet Hashem should be good. The Yankees and by Alabama. But at the end of the day, that's not Judaism. You take your mistakes, you take your failures, you take your struggles, and you grow from them. Because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for us is eternal. This is exactly the last thing. Yeah.
Joseph looked exactly like Yaakov.
Oh yeah. He took a look at himself. I've seen that before. But I never, you reminded me. He took a look at himself. Not only did he look at his father, but he really looked.
Because he looked exactly like his father.
Looked at his father. And he said, Yosef, come on, Yosef, what are you doing with your life? Do you know how much your father loves you? Do you know how much your father in heaven loves you? Psh. Just the last piece, and then we'll get to the story, Taka. On page 2. The Rebbe wrote, it didn't say what year when I found it, but he says by Al Anisim, he says it's so strange. If you look at the lashon of Al Anisim, he says sometimes it's a little, it's Aramaic. Yish the second line. Yish the darte ha'ich tiknu lahaskir tevas teva baloshin aramis bebishmon esrei. Right. If you look at the word upurkan, purkan is it's a miracle nowadays. But how can you put an Aramaic word into shmon esrei? So he goes into this whole idea, and he says that at the end of the day, we know from the Bnei Yisachar. Right, if you go to the middle of the paragraph, the Bnei Yisachar quotes the Gemara in Shab and Brachos and Chavtes and says that Yochanan Kohen Gadol, right, that which we say in Al Anisim, Yochanan Kohen Gadol Shenas at Tzduki. Yochanan Kohen Gadol ended up being a Tzduki, ended up being a Sadducee. Is that the article translation? He used to be a guy who didn't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh. A Sadducee? I don't know. You have to. Sadducee? Yeah?
Someone in the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
Sadducees, yeah, very fancy word. Shkoich, tiskel mitzvahs.
I remember seeing it on
a
video.
Sadducees. The guy who doesn't, the Yidin who unfortunately didn't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh. So he quotes Rav Baruch of Mezbris, and we're going to say a story of the Rav Baruch in a second. He says, why, Dafka, did it happen to be in Yochanan Kohen Gadol's generation? The Chashmonaim happened to be in his generation. The Hatikun Shayochanan, the fixing of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, who became a Tzduki, Haya. But also, Ma'ase b'mei Chashmonai Shaidei Nasa Neis Chanukah. He says, Dafka happened to be in that generation. The Chashmonai were fixing what Yochanan did. Tachbir, lama Dafka ba'al tikuno? Ach levarenu, Pashit, he says. The Chashmonai were simple Jews. They were Kohanim. Ba'af pshute ha'om, shebo hod v'amichu v'amru Hashem yimach li'olam vo'ed. Nis'or limit z'chus ar-hechan in arm nispayet al-tzaro. Goes on the whole thing and says that Yochanan Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol, became a Tzduki. Can you imagine Chas v'Shalom? That's basically saying that the biggest rabbi in our generation, like, can you imagine? No, whatever. You get the mashal. So, thank you. How can that happen? And the Chashmonaim, the simpletons, the simple Jews, were able to crown their bonushim. He says that's the exact word of Chanukah. Chanukah is all about the simple doing. It's the simple ones. It's not about the guys who are flying high and the guys who are doing the right thing the whole time. It's about the guys who are just the simple Jews who gather together when it's 45 degrees in Boca and they're freezing a little bit. And instead of watching Duke win again against whoever they're playing, Indiana, come out to be able to learn to shteig a little. He says that's the whole part why we play dreidel. Why do you play with a dreidel? He quotes over here the Bnei Yisachar. You play dreidel because a dreidel, what happens with a dreidel? Dreidel always goes down. Always, whatever letter. It could be gimel, could be shin. What's the worst? Shin? Not shin.
Shin. Worst?
Yeah, shin. Shin's worst. Could be gimel, could be shin. It's been a couple of years. The Maisa, he says, why do we play dreidel? To show the somech Hashem l'chol anofim. Chadosh Baruch Hu always picks up the ones that fall. And the Rabbanu Shem will always be there. At the end of the day, that's the whole yant of Chanukah. As we said from the Chiddush Yom, that's just review, and then we'll say a story. As well, this whole idea, I don't have to be rushed by Marv now, we're down already. The Chiddush Arim, the Gemara in Shabbos that says that they're Jews who are Shabbos Jews, the Jews that are Hanukkah Jews, and there's certain oil you can use for Shabbos, there's certain oil you can use for Hanukkah you can't use for Shabbos. And the Rebbe explained that each one of us are a candle. When we take our nair, right, we're nefesh, we take our soul, we put it on the wick, we put it on the oil, we get lit up. We connect to maybe we don't connect to Shabbos the entire year, but we connect to Chanukah because Rabbeinu Shem is on a much closer level than he is the rest of the year. And that was what Dr. Reb Shlomo said on Chanukah, the best line. The light of Chanukah reaches everybody everywhere. I could just say that one line. The light of Chanukah reaches everybody everywhere. And Yisrael obviously Yosef Mikol Banov, the Chazon River, said that Yaakov loved Yosef more than all his brothers, but not only. That's not the simple explanation. That he loved them because of Rachel, whatever it was. But it's because Yosef he cared for his brothers. Maybe that messed up. Maybe the guys who weren't doing the right thing on their own level. Maybe they shouldn't have been eating the Gidonash. No, it wasn't Gidonash. It was Eiver Menachai. That's what it was. Not Gidonash. Eiver Menachai. Thank you for not correcting me. Next time, correct me, please. Okay. Eiver Menachai. That they were eating from food that was still from an animal that was still alive. Yosef cared, be able to be mashpi onto them. And that was the whole inyan of the Bnei Yisachar writing that Dafka was the Chashmonaim. In Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Yochanan Kohen Gadol ended up being a Tzduki, but the Chashmonaim, the simple ones, were able to bring the Yeshua. 70 against 500,000. That's what the Shlomo says. 70 with 70 Jews. Can you imagine 70 Jews going against 500,000? Why would you even start? Just pack it in, call it a day, kneel, Don't even go out of the go out of the end zone. Don't go out of the locker room. It's finished. But they're like, no, our vote matters. We believe in that. We believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amon Shem Rebbeinu Shem loves us. We're going to do our ishtalos. So yesterday was the yard site of Rebbeinu Shem Mezhvish. I saw an amazing story. I would say the story, but I think, is it okay if I just read it? Because it's so beautiful. At one time, the Halakha Rebbeinu Shem Mezhvish, grandson of the Baal Shem Tov, whose yard site was yesterday, went out to the city of Zhytomyr, and the entire Jewish community was waiting for him. They were all sitting on the right side of the street, and on the left side, there was one Jew, one Yid, sitting there all alone. Rebbe Baruch Hu says to the horse driver, do me a favor. I want to see this Jew on the left side. I've never seen him before. So Rebbe Baruch goes up to him and asks, do you have children? And the Yid answers, I have one daughter of 14 years old. The Rebbe says, well, I have a son of 15. Let's make a shidduch. You guys have a couple years of mitzvah. They take a piece of paper and they write Tanam and they say Mazel Tov. Rebbe Baruch comes back to the horse driver and says, wish me a Mazel Tov. My son just got engaged to his daughter. Very from. They didn't even meet before. They took Rav Baruch aside and said, Rebbe, that fellow is the biggest nebuch in the whole city. In those days in the ghetto, when a Jew did something terrible, they would tie him to a wagon and drag him around the city, and everybody would throw mud at him and call him dirty names. Like they said to you today, long about having big noses. There's some Christian school played the Katz Yeshiva High School today, and they called us something with noses. Shkoich. Shkoich. You don't have to put it on Facebook. Win? Relax. Yeah. We won. We showed him. Baruch Hashem. We beat the Yavanim. Okay, I'm recording it. Just a few years ago, he did something terrible, and we dragged him around the city. Your son can't marry into the family of such a person. This person was dragged along. Your son can't marry his daughter. Rebbe Baruch says, I'll tell you something. I don't care about what you are saying. I have a good nose. That's what he said. I have a good nose, and I know this Yid is the holiest of the holiest, the Kodesh Kadoshim. Rebbe Baruch was there for a few days. As he was leaving the city, he went to the wife of the holy Or HaMeir, the Rebbe of Zhytomyr, who just passed away. He went to his Rebbe. The Rebbe said to him, Mazel Tov, I heard your son got engaged to the daughter of that Jew. Let me tell you something. A few years ago, when my husband was still alive and they were dragging this Jew around the city, my husband was standing by the window and he called me over and he said to me, you see this Jew? He is covering her up for someone else. He's taking all the shame to cover up for someone else. This will be the test. One day a big tzaddik will come and the son will want to marry his daughter. Wow. Gavalt, what do we know about people? We know so little. At the end of the day, Rebbe Baruch Mezhvish was able to see the godless in every Jew. He was able to see the godless in everyone throughout the world was saying this Jew is terrible. He had a bad nose. He did something awful. Or Baruch was using the eyes of Hashem. He was using the eyes of soul. Namish the soul of Chanuk, to be able to look at oneself and see good within you, see good within others, see how much Hashem loves us. Bez Hashem, if we do this, we'll be zochet to be able to light the Chanuk candles Bez Hashem together with the Baal HaTanya, together with Rav Baruch HaMezhvish, together with the Magen Mezach, and Yishlam HaKadosh Bez Hashem Mehev Imenu.
Amen.
Thanks, Dad. Thank you, Dad. That was just a coincidence. Talking about soccer, he was about to.
Oh, soccer.
There's no such thing as coincidence.
No such
thing. Give it to them. They'll dance to this music. It's okay. I think it's over, too. 9 o'clock, they finish. You have to check and see if
they don't have under the stars.